Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Boy, I hope our next guest isn't going to promote cheese. Let's find out. This is Jonathan Jones, the marketing manager for Visit Lake County. This is our Best of the Midwest series, where we tell you about fun things to do and great places to go that are a short drive from Chicagoland. And Jonathan, you're on WGN Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing all right, John. Pleasure to be here, and happy holidays. And, you know, first thing I had today was I woke up with a idea that I was going to talk about cheese and spider phobias today, you know.
Some people are afraid to talk on the radio, but you seem to be doing well for us, sir. You are the marketing manager there, huh?
Yes, I'm marketing manager over at Visit Lake County, located in Gurnee, Illinois, just right next to Six Flags Great America.
Yeah, I suppose if folks are wondering, sometimes we ask, where is it or how do I get there? But Six Flags is kind of a marquee for your town or area. Tell me a little bit more about it. What are the things that people find in Lake County?
Absolutely. I mean, right now, it's really gearing heavy towards the holiday celebrations. And, you know, during the proverbial most wonderful time of the year, it's this magical spot for individuals of all ages. As you were saying, you know, you're looking to see how far it was. Well, the Land O'Lakes is about a hop skipping away from Chicago, around maybe half hour plus from the Loop. There's no traffic, obviously. You know, Lake County right now, we're showcasing our season's greetings, concerts, musicals and pageants, holiday festivals, meet and greets with the man in the red suit, and shopping at big stores, big box stores and malls, while also unique mom and pop shops, you know, holiday arbor pickups, dazzling light displays, offerings from the Lake County Libation Trail, and so much more. During this holiday season, we have a amazing partnership with the villages of Antioch, Libertyville, Vernon Hills, and Gurnee that offer up exceptional activities and attractions, not to mention hundreds of other cities, villages, and townships in the county showcasing their season's greetings events.
All right, well then let's make some stops at those four towns here, since we're talking Lake County, the county, and these are some of the marquee villages there. Antioch, what does Antioch have to offer us this Christmas time?
Oh, sure, yeah. Antioch is kind of your small town, quaint charm, winter wonderland village. Right now they're doing their Antioch's doing their Dickens Holiday and Kringle Christmas villages, kind of put you in the holiday spirit. The Dickens Holiday Village basically is wax figures that are dressed up in the Victorian era garb and kind of just give you that Christmas carol feel, while the Kringle Christmas Village showcases, you know, back in the day when they had the Marshall Field desk shadow boxes. The exhibit has scenes from Christmas time, a holiday experience in general, but they're housed in the same location at the Piggly Wiggly Plaza, right outside of downtown Antioch. Well, down the street from the downtown Main Street area. So Antioch has also got a musical light display on the Skidmore Lane over at the band show, and it's synced up to cool Christmas songs, holiday.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of cool when villages or monstrous houses do that. They're also doing at the PM&L Theater A Christmas Story, and that runs through December 22nd. The stage version of that movie is really fun, so I haven't seen this production of it, but I know that's always... I know that's a really good show. Talk to me about Gurnee then. Folks know Gurnee, the Great Wolf Lodge. Talk to me a little bit more about what Gurnee's up to.
Absolutely. Well, tonight is basically the triumphant return of the Canadian Pacific Holiday Train after a two-year hiatus due to the public health crisis. But the locomotive pulls through Viking Park tonight from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Features Kris Kringle himself, renowned Canadian musicians Alan Doyle and Kelly Prescott, and they perform your favorite Christmas jingles. And, of course, the unbelievably lit train glows and rolls through with a ton of cars. And, you know, provides a bunch of other surprises. It's kind of like a Instagrammable memory making moment in Gurnee that they hold near and dear.
I suppose people also think Gurnee, that's Gurnee Mills, right? I mean, that's the big shopping center, isn't it?
Absolutely. Over 200 retailers over there. So, you know, you're bound to find the gift that you need to get someone for your whatever, if it's your white elephant or just your regular Christmas gift or just holiday gift in general. But, yeah, I mean, even across the highway, they got, you know, like you said, the Great Wolf Lodge, Illinois, and they host its Snowland Celebration as well, which, you know, features a ton of activities for the entire family. Obviously, you know, you slip and slide down the water at 84 degree temperature, and you don't even know it's winter outside.
Well, it hardly is this year. Vernon Hills, what's an ideal stop in Vernon Hills?
Well, you know, you're talking about Christmas Story at PM&L, and basically Hawthorne gets decked out in their, you know, sort of Santa display. They have this, it's basically the home and the Santa display featured in A Christmas Story. You know, you see Santa, you see the leg lamp, you know, that came from the Fragile box.
Right.
You get to have the kids go down the slides there and kind of see the old school garb and gear from the, I believe it was from the 40s. But yeah, basically you got your anchor stores there, your Macy's and so on and so forth. But, you know, just don't ask for that Red Ryder BB gun.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know the expression.
By the way, what did you say, a libation trail? Did I hear you say something like that? What does that mean?
So the Lake County Libation Trail is basically a collection of our breweries, distilleries, and wineries in the area. We got over 30 of them handing out. You know, they basically they do anything from large, you know, year-round drinks to, you know, their seasonal beverages. For example, Mickey Finn's in Libertyville, they have their Santa's Magic drink that's a real big hit. But basically, you know, it's just a trail to kind of explore and see all the new, you know, beverages offered for ages 21 and older. But yeah, basically they are the makers of the area that make the poison of choice, if you will.
One last stop, Libertyville. Just tell me about this children's holiday shop, which sounds to me like a good idea. Kids always want to participate. They don't have money. They can't drive to a store. But somebody's sort of anticipated that. So what do they do in Libertyville about that?
So, yeah, basically, they have a children's shop. It's at the Petronix Pharmacy in their community where, you know, the kids can purchase gifts for their family with the help of Santa's elves. Basically, the adults are not allowed because, you know, the kids want to shop for their loved ones. And items are only priced up to $6. So whatever, you know, quarters are getting from the Tooth Fairy or anything of that sort, you know, you can save up that money and buy a spectacular gift from the children's holiday shop during their Dickens of a Holiday in downtown Libertyville.
All in Lake County. This is fun. Jonathan Jones is the marketing manager for Visit Lake County. Maybe a half hour from downtown Chicago and closer if you're on the north side of the city. VisitLakeCounty.com. Make that org. VisitLakeCounty.org. Happy holidays, Jonathan. Nice to talk to you, and thanks for being on our little segment here.
Thank you so much. And, you know, if you are, you know, in the area or you're local, you know, stop by Lake County, Illinois, and holiday your way up there. And if you got some cool little pictures up there, use the hashtag Let's Go Lake County. And for more information, go ahead to visitlakecounty.org.
That's our Best of the Midwest on WGN.